Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the organizers of the conference for the opportunity to share my thoughts on social semiotics as helpful hand of communication theory. Semiotics is altogether social, same as philosophy itself, so why questioning? We have to speak about two senses of the word social concerning semiotics. In a broader sense, it is a non-natural science. In a narrow and strict sense, what makes it social is pragmatics, which is the third part of semiotics. There are three parts of semiotics. According to Ferdinand de Saussure, semiotics consists of three main parts. Syntactics, which is a study of relationships between signs in a system. Semantics, which is a study of relationships between signs and their meanings. Pragmatics, which is a study of relationships between the realm of science and human world. There are three branches of semiotics. Another important triplet. Technical semiotics, computers and the like, it coincides with the syntactics mainly. Lingua semiotics having much in common with the semantics. Semiotics of socio-cultural forms, including art and literature, architecture and shipbuilding, finance and socio-political life, etc., which belongs to pragmatics. Here comes the main problem of syntactics. The rules of selecting and combining signs into a code or a system, organizational principles, is the main problem of technical semiotics, and thus of syntactics. Analytical philosophy helped semiotics to formulate it as follows, seeking for propositional functions in different grades, of different grades. But more often than not, this problem cannot obtain only formal solution. Even the experience of logical positivism showed that syntax can only exist in a double bind with the semantics. The expression comes from Deborah Tennant's communication theory in 1987. The main problem of semantics. Semantics is all about sense and meaning, and their vehicles, the signs. There is a great number of semantic theories or theories of meaning. Nevertheless, they can be grouped somehow on different grounds. For example, de jure, epistemology, philosophy of science, and de facto, theory of knowledge, correspondence type, essential and relativistic, substantial and functionalistic, etc. I argue that it is more fruitful to collect all the main theories into a circle, analogous to the circle of thieves in Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach. Main problem of pragmatics? There is none. At least it is not distinguished yet. Or else all problems of pragmatics are equal. Or else all problems of pragmatics are equally important. I argue that the most important of them is communication. Controversy of semantics and pragmatics. Semantics is clearly logical, of high abstract level and theoretical value. Its forming and limiting category is essence. Its quest is cognition. Pragmatics is vivid and palpable, rich and interesting, though not so highly abstract. Its leading category is content, and its quest is communication. In mathematic terms, we can view cognitive situation as cycloid, and the communicative situation as its evolute. The evolute L1 or the cycloid L is a cycloid congruent with the original one but shifted from half length or the base and dropped under it at a distance equal to the height. Here you can see the graphics of cognition and communication described above. Cognitive zero, when a human agent gets nothing really informative out of the conversation, objectively, new information is absent, coincides with the highest communicative value of the y-axis. The subjects are included at most in exchange of the information available. Objectively, the newness or novelty is absent. But subjectively, there is newness of small talk kind, where the intersubjectivity stands for objectivity. On the contrary, the highest mind tension in zenith, bringing a discovery, something absolutely new, is far above communication. Such mental ecstasy is mute. It is a Himmelmann out of communication. No message is sent or gained. No conversation possible. It's between me and the universe. On the other pole, communication zero is nadir of L1 is just zero. No communication, no person, no society. Main obstacles on the way of accomplishing semiotics. There is no part of semiotics treating the relationship between science and objective reality. We can think about syntactics and semantics as two sides of one medal, but controversy of semantics and pragmatics is a gap with no bridge over it. The difference lies within both subject and method. There are two ways of accomplishing semiotics. We may try to construct the fourth part of semiotics, dealing with sign, objective world relationship, and call it sigmatics, but it will have to concur with 15,000 of other sciences existing, since all of them deal with the same. We may try instead to make semiotics more homogeneous by reducing the number of parts. For that, we have to combine two first parts into one and preserve only semantics and pragmatics, but they are two different. Helping hand of communication theory. Semiotics becomes social when it gains social meaning. We need a social instrument, a switch card from semantics to pragmatics and vice versa. Communication theory of Deborah Tannen provides for that. She argues that social meaning doesn't reside in the dictionaries, semantics. It resides in a double bind of communication. A double bind and adjustment. Involvement, the familiar, safety, closeness, the need to be connected to the others, and independence, the strange, freedom, distance, the need to be left alone. Double bind of message and meta-message, the core of meaning of words and expressions in conceptual, cognitive information message, the subtle belt around it is weaved of emotions, volitions, preferences, selections. The third component of meaning doesn't reveal itself. It is a cryptic component, and this is where the meta-message comes in. How we speak, how loud, how fast, with what intonation and emphasis communicates, teasing, flirting, explaining, or chastising, wherever we are feeling friendly, angry, or quizzical, wherever we want to get closer or back off, how we say what we say communicates social meaning. Tannen, that is not what I meant. How conversational style makes or breaks relationships. Conversational style isn't something extra added on like frosting on a cake. It's the very stuff of which the communication cake is made, also by Tannen. And here come main conversational devices creating sociality. These are expressive reaction, asking questions, complaining, and apologizing. And here comes the conclusion. Combination of four main conversational devices provides for the needed mechanism of turning from sign-to-sign relations, syntactics, and or sign to meaning relations, semantics, to the truly social world of pragmatics. This is a necessary and sufficient switch code turning from pure cognition to communication, and in communication itself, to balance informative messages and meta-messages of involvement and the independence, the double social bind and the deepest drive we have. Thank you.